Welcome back to the Andy Finn Show. I'm here with John Clark, telecom professor at University of Kentucky.
Hello, Andy.
One of the finest basketball universities in America.
Oh, I thought you were about to make a comment about me. I couldn't wait. One of the finest. Oh, no, it's about the Wildcats.
It is about the Wildcats.
Yeah, well, everybody That's knows that.
Something everyone can agree
I'm
on.
One of the finest Wildcat fans.
It's true.
In the state, in the country, perhaps.
Well, we were talking about Google, and that brings me to a more general topic. Google is the ultimate search engine, and we're going to explore why here a little bit. Because what I really want to get at is how search engines work and why Google's so popular. So let's start with that first piece, because there are non-technical reasons why Google's popular, but there are also some technical ones. So, John, why is Google so popular?
Well, I think that people have come to believe the Google claim that they index more pages and do it in a more effective way than other search engines. And as you know, part of the method involved is not just the number of times a key term shows up in the text or the title or whatever, or in the meta information about the file itself, but it also counts the number of pages that are linked to that particular page, and that gives you an indication of its popularity, importance, relevance, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying is that Google is in the forefront of developing the techniques to get a true measure of what's out on a website. In other words, the early websites, people learned to fool the search engines by, if you want somebody to believe that you cover, you know, television, you can put the word television 100 times in a header, and they would count it 100 times in the old days. They got more sophisticated so that you could get a true indication of whether this was a television website. And they have different ways to do, different tools they use for that. But one of them is they stop counting every occurrence of the word television.
Well, sure, and that was used to mislead people a whole lot, whether you wanted people who were looking for television to access your website or not. But there are any number of cases of commercial sites of
sex,
one
sex,
kind
sex,
or another
sex,
that
sex,
say
sex
sex sex,
sex,
sex, sex, sex, sex, and of course,
I was very disappointed when I got there.
I bet you were, and also not to find good examples of all the other words that they would include besides sex. You know, a lot more physiological type words, but it works the other way around. The porn sites would do the same thing and use more innocuous kinds of keywords on a large scale, so that you would be directed there and you know, perhaps accidentally, and stay because you like what you see.
Is that why I'm always ending up there?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking for innocent things like philatelist.
Alice in Wonderland? Oh, but...
I bet that
wait.
Could be. What?
Philatelist. Oh, I see. Yeah, so you're looking for stamp collectors, and the next thing you know...
I might have misspelled it. It's true.
Right, and you come up with a reference for somebody who sucked the chrome off a trailer hitch,
I was
right?
A teenage philatelist.
You and Michael Landon.
I barely know what the word means. No, but anyway, but the second innovation you were describing is this whole issue of look and see how many people link to it. In other words, if you go and you look up cancer or cancer treatment... chances are what comes up first is the National Cancer Institute in Washington, D.C. And the reason is there are many sites around the country, hospitals, doctors, cancer pharmacies, cancer clinics, whatever, who link to the National Cancer Institute. And so that shows Google's spider that, in fact, it's a major source for cancer information, and that's why it appears on the first page.
Mm-hmm. And gives it credibility.
And that reminds me of a trick that was used a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember hearing about this, but there was a time on Google where you could type in quotes, complete imbecile. And it took you to, and you hit I feel lucky, and if you know what happens on Google, if you hit I feel lucky rather than just search, it brings out just one entry, the very first entry of all of them.
Well, it looks for a URL with that in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes you right to that page. Sorry, right. It looks for that URL and takes you right to that page, that entry. And so that's I feel lucky. And so what they had was when you clicked on it, it took you to the White House website and the picture and biography of George W. Bush. And what they figured out was that about approximately 30 people around the country had gotten together and put the link for Complete Imbecile on their website and directed it to this webpage on the White House webpage. And so this made the rounds around the internet very quickly and short, and people were, and it was that way when I looked. I looked 2 weeks later, even a week later, and John Kerry and George Bush were both on the first page, but neither of them was first anymore for complete imbecile. So some Republicans had gotten together and says, hey, if they're going to do that to our guy, we'll do it to their guy. And they linked to complete imbecile to Kerry's page and his bio and picture, and so Kerry's picture pops up.
Yeah, you could do that to your boss, I guess.
And now we'd have to type it in, and maybe we will here, but we don't know what complete imbecile takes us to today. We just know it doesn't take you to John Clark's webpage or Andy Finn's webpage.
That's for sure. Even though, you know, something that I've got to check out one of these times is if you Google my name with the initial John F. Clark, I am the first thing that comes up. And as far as I know, I don't have any tremendous number of pages linked to me. But it could be that there are people out there who have done searches and found my numerous web pages that have all of my course lectures, all of my PowerPoint presentations. A lot of information about technology is posted on my website. I'm wondering if perhaps people are starting to link to my site and I don't even know about it. There are ways, I guess, I could find out. But
you could put them under surveillance.
Yeah, I could. I could send out a random mailing, for that matter.